Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as, you know, we're off and running here and have amazing batches of sports coming to you throughout the afternoon. Rangers, Mavericks, Stars, and the NFL Draft. Now, what, 27 hours away from getting underway tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Our Path to the Draft is brought to you by Pluckers. You're going to have Lucius and I at the Arlington location tomorrow. Chia Fall is going to be at Grapevine.
Yes, sir.
And you can get the entire schedule for all the 105 Through the Fan personalities in all 8 Pluckers locations on our Twitter, X, at G-Bag Nation. Congrats to Bill Burr. Won the G-Bag of the Day. A very close vote off against that LSU fan.
Wow.
Yeah, both were legendary. Here's Wolchuk with your NFL news of the day.
Well, it seems some leaves are falling when it comes to getting these contract extensions done for other teams. And maybe Jerry is seeing the leaves that are trickling down on his head right now.
I didn't know any contract in any industry could be done this time of year.
Oh, they can get done.
Wow.
They can get
How
done.
How about that?
You can get ahead of these things. Lions are doing it with two of their best young stars. Amon-Ra St. Brown gets a 4-year, $120 million extension. And then offensive tackle Penei Sewell gets a 4-year, $112 million deal. So St. Brown includes $77 million guaranteed. That's the most guaranteed money for a wide receiver in a single contract in the history of the National Football League. Sewell includes $85 million guaranteed, according to Adam Schefter. That's the most for an offensive lineman, according to ESPN Stats and Info. And the $28 million annual average salary in Sewell's deal is the largest for an offensive lineman in the NFL. So, two big deals done for the Lions. Still nothing for Jared Goff right now. And Adam Schefter reporting that there is no deal imminent for Jared Goff, despite St. Brown and Sewell getting done. And they've both landed deals. Lions and Goff have spoken about a new deal this offseason. No deal close at this time.
Yeah, you know, they seem like a team that understands the proper way to look at quarterback, you know, and it's probably just the desperation from them sucking for 50 years that shocked them into this realization that you don't want to give the 15th best quarterback, or maybe with Goff even the 5th best quarterback. I mean, if you want to evaluate a guy by stats, might have been better than Dak, you know. But they understand you need to be a difference maker if we're going to pay you a lot. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if they move on from Jared Goff.
They did draft, I believe, was it Hendon Hooker?
Hendon Hooker.
From Tennessee.
Sure did.
So maybe they like what they're seeing with Hendon Hooker at practice, and in this year's preseason, that could maybe make an impact on what they want to do with Jared Goff. But certainly he's been great in their offensive system there moving forward.
And I feel like, you know, you'd go to him and be like, yeah, you're probably worth about $30 or $35 million.
Give you a fair deal, but we're not paying you $60 million a year.
Yeah. So if somebody else wants to pay you that, cool. But we're going to need that extra money to make up for the fact that you're not a difference maker. You know, you spent first 6 years of your career needing the head coach to call plays for you at the line of scrimmage. So,
5th-year options. Steelers not picking up Justin Fields' 5th-year option. The Bengals are picking up Ja'Marr Chase's 5th-year option. They are setting up a historic extension for the wide receiver. Could be $30 million annually, potentially. We'll have to see what that ends up happening. But obviously, you look at what St. Brown just got. You look at what's going to happen with Chase, what's going to happen with Jefferson. You can sit back and wait, I guess is what the Jones family wants to do. Watch the number just go up and up and up, and then decide what you want to do with CeeDee Lamb.
They want to see some more leaves fall.
Can I ask you guys a question? We had this discussion on Cowboys Break this morning. Do you feel like Dallas is all in year was last year?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that it was really all in last year?
Well, I think it's...
If you look at the season, who they paid, and they made the trades, and they tried to do some things, and
that's their version of all in, but it's not actually all in.
I'm just saying
31 other teams would tell you our all in looks a lot more all in than that.
I think right now that last year was their all in and they failed. And I like this discussion. I like this idea. Their all in was not it, they failed at it. And now they're realizing we got to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pay the bill now. We can't keep kicking the credit card debt down the road. We got to pay the bill now. We got to reset this thing. Yeah. They're all in didn't get them a championship like the Rams or some of these
because
other
because they
things.
Didn't. Getting Brandon Cooks on for a fifth round pick and Stephon Gilmore for a fifth round pick is not the same as the Rams going all in. Where they're
last year
bringing
was,
in Jalen Ramsey at the height of his powers. Matt Stafford, like switching quarterbacks. That's going all in.
Odell Beckham Jr. They're about to their quarterback did finish second in the MVP voting. Whether you like it, okay. I know you're shaking your head over there, and I understand. I'm not trying to. I'm just saying I feel like that last year was their best opportunity. And I think what they're realizing now is they've got to pay the bill.
They're making the right decision today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying, like, we're going to move on from our quarterback, or we're going to move on from this, or we're going to move on from that. You know? They're not going to keep kicking the can is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just the all-in thing.
Okay, last year was take the all-in thing out of it.
No, because that's where Stephen Jones put it. Stephen Jones is like, we did, you know, we won the offseason last year with one of the worst drafts we've ever seen.
He was wrong about that.
Like, come on now. But that is not the same as
the
actually going
had,
for it to win a Super Bowl. We've seen teams. We've seen the Buccaneers. We've seen the Rams. You've seen Howie Roseman and the Eagles. You've seen teams actually go for it to win a Super Bowl. What the Cowboys have done over the last decade plus is nowhere near that. Nowhere near that.
To them, I think, to answer your question, yes. To them, I think they felt like they did last year. We praised them in the offseason because they finally did something they hadn't done, which is trade for Gilmore and Cooks, and they deserved praise for that at the time. It was a good move.
Signed Zach Martin.
But because, even though they said they weren't going to do it, we were out there at training camp, and they said, no, we're not going to do it, we're not going to do it, we're not going to do it. Then we go ahead and get the deal done with Zach Martin, right? So, I think roster-wise, when you look at the roster that they've put around Dak, last year was their most all-in complete team.
Last year was,
but it still isn't the definition of what we would think of going all-in is.
Don't look at the definition of all-in then.
But last year
was their best opportunity to win, to get to a championship game.
Agreed.
The way it's set up, they won the division, they won the games, they were the second seed, they failed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By failing, they're saying, we can't kick the can anymore. We got to take the check. We've been eating at the buffet here for the last 5 years. We got to pay the bill. We got to go.
Sure.
You know? So to me, I'm fine with that. If I wish somebody would have come out and said, you know what, last year, you know, was our best chance. We failed.
Yeah.
We didn't get it done. We're going to have to pay the bill. This is going to get ugly.
Yeah.
And nobody will do that. Nobody will do that over there.
They finally made some baby step towards that yesterday by saying we're going to have a bit of a diminished roster. You know, there was more honesty yesterday, and I think they need to be honest. Because nobody's buying it when they sell. And actually, the selling it is making people even more pissed off about their disappointment.
Yeah.
So they need to be like, yes, we really went for it, and maybe it wasn't enough for all of you, but that was our go for it, and now we got to pay the piper a little bit. But Jerry always wants to sell that you better come out because this could be our year. You know, and that twinkle gets in his eye, and now that's offensive to people.
He didn't sell me on anything.
He can't sell anything.
He didn't sell me on anything.
No.
Matter of fact, Mike McCarthy doesn't have a leg to stand on either because, you know, you talk about, well, you know, maybe he deserves an extension and all that stuff like that. With their how that season ended, Mike McCarthy, you know, people are like, man, they're not helping him in any way. No, Mike, you had the roster to compete with. You failed. Okay, that's why you don't get the extension. So to me, I feel like that now we're in that mode of like, and if they want to just say we're not gonna kick the can anymore, I'm cool with that. I'm totally cool. If they move on from the quarterback, I'm cool with that. You know, something has to be done.
Yeah, if they actually follow through with those things, I don't know that that will happen. I don't know that they are going to move on from the quarterback. I think ultimately Dak's deal will get done.
Why?
Why? Because Jerry said yesterday he's going to be your quarterback, didn't he?
Yeah,
he said he wants him as their quarterback.
He wants him as a quarterback.
I think he's going to be their quarterback. I think that they live in fear of we don't have a quarterback. Unless they see something from Trey Lance, and then what's going to happen? You're going to have to pay Trey Lance, right? While paying Dak $40 million?
See, but that's what I'm saying. Heggie asked a question to Stephen Jones yesterday about, are you okay taking a $40 million cap hit? Stephen Jones's answer is, I'm not paying a quarterback $60 million. He's paying Trey Lance. Maybe he's paying Trey Lance between $18 and $20 million.
So you're paying a quarterback $60 million because you're paying Dak, what, $40 million next year, and then Trey Lance $18 to $20 million to keep him.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. You're making up the difference right there.
Yeah, you're making up the difference. So as he said, I don't want to pay a quarterback $60 million. What are you doing at the quarterback position?
He's paying $120 million.
You're paying a quarterback $60 million.
Well, he's eating the $40 million, but that's him. He's okay with that. He's not paying Dak. That's what he's paying $40 million.
So you're just not paying one individual the 60, sure, right, but you're right. Still putting 60 towards the position. Well,
for the 1 year though, I'm not having to commit to five years, and then after that everything's reset.
Yeah, you're resetting. That's fine. If they actually follow through and do that,
right.
I don't know that that's going to end up happening.
I you know what? I'm going on record. I'm going to say they're going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to say they're going to do this.
If they do, then it makes sense.
I think yesterday we saw Stephen Jones. He's not too happy with the agent world. They're probably not too happy with him, you know.
What he meant there, Zach, I think, was we really, really want Dak, but we kind of need Dak to come back to us.
Yeah.
They're saying Todd France is not acting like he wants Dak to be a Cowboy with sure. what is coming
Todd
back.
Todd France
on the
knows he gets paid here That's or there. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Right. Todd France knows I'm going to get my quarterback X amount of money. It's either going to be here or it'll be somewhere else.
Yeah. I don't think he pays a guy.
And with the lack of playoff success, with how good that team was, if they really feel like that was their all in, that's the best they're going to build around Dak, they need to move on to a different quarterback.
Yeah. 100%.
We went all in and lost to Green Bay.
I hear you.
That was their best shot to be the second seed and to be in the position to potentially go. Now, were they going to beat San Francisco? Probably not. But I'm just saying, though, I think after what happened to them last year, they're saying we can't kick the can anymore. We got to pay the bill.
Yeah, it's time to blow this thing up.
Yeah. I agree.
And try to remain competitive. We can't tell the fans we're blowing it up.
Right.
But
we'll see if it ends up working out for them. Raiders have attempted to trade up to number 2 overall with the Commanders. Now, I don't think Washington's going to come off of this, but this is according to The Athletic and NFL.com. But the Commanders have shown no indication right now that they're willing to move down. But you've got Matt Miller reporting the Raiders are a team to watch. They want to move up. We did have Diana Rossini report today. Jaden Daniels, who played for Antonio Pierce at Arizona State, has said he would love to go ahead and play with Pierce, get reunited, play with the Raiders. They're sitting at number 13 overall. The Vikings appear also very, very eager to move up. That's not a surprise. But the recent quote from one NFL insider, Jeff Howe, is the Vikings would move heaven and earth to trade up with the Patriots at number 3 to go and get Drake May. If May is indeed still on the board, one exec believed that the Vikings would move up, go get him. I don't know what the compensation would be, but I think tomorrow is going to be wild when we have trades. I think we're also going to be looking at maybe some current player trades. We saw a couple of years ago, a lot of the receivers get moved. Maybe Brandon Ayuk ends up getting traded from San Francisco as well, but the stuff with the quarterbacks is getting very, very interesting here.
Hard to make these trades for those guys when you're on the clock, you know? That's a hard thing to do. Now, the second overall pick is easier to trade for because you know you can get your guy. But when you're talking about trying to deal with New England, that's a hard one, man. I mean, that's one's going to have to probably come on the clock, but that's a hard one to do. You don't always get the value trading on the clock like that.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Like, are you going to get the value of what you want? That'll be interesting. Yeah. The Giants interested in trading up for a quarterback, maybe willing to take Michael Penix Jr., if they stay on the clock there at number 6. J.J. McCarthy went ahead and said that the team that he's talked with the most, and this is on Rich Eisen's show, is he spent the most time in the pre-draft process meeting with the Giants. He had two meetings with them.
They came and saw him on Easter weekend.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've definitely shown love to J.J. McCarthy. Oh. Penix is now starting to get in the mix there as well. But the quarterback that we think maybe the Broncos are interested, Peyton Manning, who's very, very plugged in. He was talking on Denver Radio, our sister station there on The Fan. Here's what he said about the quarterback that he's chatted with for the Broncos.
I actually had a conversation with J.J. McCarthy the other day. I texted him, Stoke, after the national championship. I never met him, but invited him to our football camp, and like Harbaugh wouldn't let him miss a workout, so he didn't get to go. And so I just reached out and said, hey, man, congratulations. You know, wish you the best of luck in your next chapter. And I guess he thought it was a prank because he never called me back. So I texted him Monday, you know, from the same number, and he's like, oh, it really is you. I thought that was somebody was pranking me. And so I just kind of wished him luck, and he said, hey, I'd love to ask you some questions. So he called me back, and boy, impressive to talk to. And I know Denver's very interested in him, and it sounded like, you know, this is a place he'd love to come to. So, but it's a little bit out of his control.
It's crazy. I mean, the quarterback news, it's all over the place right now. Denver wants to move up. Maybe McCarthy's their guy. That would make some sense. I do think the fit with Sean Payton, you see some of the attributes mm-hmm. there as a player. That makes more sense to me than the Bo Nix rumors do.
Right.
With Denver, but yeah, you get the text from Peyton Manning, you're thinking there's no way, right? Like, this is not actually Peyton Manning. I'm getting ball sacked here. It's like when you get the call from Roger Staubach.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then Jason Garrett, you know. It was really unbelievable.
It's freaking nuts. That'd be amazing.
Then with all these cuts now, I'm hearing it and I'm wondering, is this AI dude? You know?
Like maybe it's not even Peyton.
Yeah. Like
you can't be too sure these days.
No, you can't.
You really can't.
You got to verify it. Triple and double.
Colts also do have great interest in Marvin Harrison Jr., according to Jim Irsay. And I believe Irsay then also went on to deny the overdose situation that happened back in December.
I believe you tried to throw that in there to the draft presser.
I'm just sliding this in here. Like, we're talking draft, Marvin Harrison Jr. moving up. By the way, that didn't happen. It didn't happen. I did not get pulled over or found unconscious in my home, whatever the situation was. That is total BS, not accurate.
Just got my medicines mixed up.
Yeah, that's all it is. It can happen to anybody. No big deal.
My legals with my illegals.
But yeah. I can't wait. I am so ready for all of the draft movement. Tomorrow is going to be crazy. You can hear it all right here on 105 through the Fan.
Thank you, buddy. There it is. As the countdown continues, we are
just got them crossed.
Now set for an NFL draft big board report. I do want to ask you, you know, what you think this Amon-Ra St. Brown could mean for CeeDee Lamb, and you know where that's likely to fall in light of these new wide receiver contracts. How big is it going? Cap went up $30 million. It is realistic to expect, I think, CeeDee to be looking to set that market. If Amon-Ra just went $30 million, where's CeeDee go? Okay, that's coming up next, and we'll take a look at a 7-round mock draft and 5 predictions for the Cowboys coming up in the big 3 days of the 2024 NFL draft. That's next right here to the G-Bag Nation Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Brian, you good?
Yeah, I'd like to say, you know, Eric, you guys need to stop interrupting me while I'm trying to make points.
And I was going to say something about that last
segment. You guys act like that's kind of a common occurrence on this
show. When you're making points?
Yeah, that too. But that people getting interrupted, you know? Let people have their...
No, that was a masterpiece of dog S on my end, and I'd like to apologize
Thanks.
For that.
I'd like to get that segment back, actually. I had about five more minutes of content to get it
going. I know, I felt for a wall joke.
Let's peel the curtain back on that, because Brian does interrupt the most of the show by far. Okay, but when somebody interrupts him, the text lights up with people saying, "Don't interrupt Brian." Now,
there you go.
For "Don't interrupt the Brian" guy,
you guys are the best.
Okay, hold on. For
Thank
"Don't
you.
Interrupt Brian,"
hey,
guy,
what are you interrupting?
Shut
people?
Your mouth, Brian. No, for "Don't interrupt Brian" guy, that was Woolchuck was doing this segment on NFL News. Brian grabbed the wheel at about 3:04 and said, "Nope, we're going this way."
And I'm not trying to be rude and say, dude, can you just F off? We could have done this for Krusty's Corner if you wanted to have an actual good conversation.
It was a full-on hijack.
I liked the question that you made.
But the beauty of Broad is there is then I end up, you know, like that's all in disguise. And then I'm the one that ends up getting blamed
bad
here.
Individuals.
He draws me off sides in an effort to make sure that no one realizes that he just torpedoed Walchuk's NFL News of the Day. And you know how Walchuk feels, how passionate he feels about that NFL News of the Day.
What story did we miss?
Don't worry about
it. No, seriously.
I'll get it in at some point.
What do we miss?
We've got plenty of time.
We got plenty of good stuff.
We don't want to miss Micah Parsons getting his fifth-year option picked up.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's breaking, isn't it?
Yep.
That's a no-brainer.
I was about to tell you who the Cowboys are going to draft, but nope. You're going to tune in for the draft tomorrow.
Who do you think they're going to draft?
Gotta tune in, Brian.
And don't say, who do you think? It's who does he know?
I know.
He's got the information. This is a man with facts here. Okay, this whole week off, he's been disguising it like he's been playing daddy duty. He's been freaking grinding his ass off at the Star.
Yeah, I've been fat
uncovering draft information
now,
for us.
The 858 says what we all know. It's because we want to hear Brian.
Exactly.
It's true. That's why we got him on the show.
Yeah.
That's why I tell him all the time. He's the number one influencer in Cowboys social media.
It's the Broadus and Brian show.
He's the biggest brand in media
for the Cowboys.
Broadus
show.
Yes.
A 105 radio. Yeah, I like that.
Got it, buddy.
Dan Patrick, right?
Is there any meat on the Micah Parsons bone that we need to talk about? I mean, it's just...
Not that already did Sean hadn't already talked about.
Oh, yeah, the trade thing. Yeah. You know, that's just sports radio stuff.
It's, you know, but that, like I said, he...
One of the best pass rushers.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, I'm fine. I don't think there's anything else on that. I don't think there's anything...
Fifth-year option, do we...
Yeah, that's what they
Yeah, pick your option. 21.3
for playing today, bro.
Sorry, I've been responding back to all the people
Hola.
That are mother bleeping me.
Been playing with mom's jewelry again?
So before we get to this draft content,
How's the park? Is the rides hot?
2 years ago, we had Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams get $29 and $30 million, but that was kind of like on paper. Those were window-dressed contracts.
Yes, sir.
Now we're seeing dudes, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4 and 120. Is that a real 30 mil? Because the Tyreek Hill one was really 25 mil, but the cap has gone up, plus it's 2 years later. I think this might be like pretty dang close to 30 mil, and if that's the case, then CeeDee is going to get it. CeeDee's at least as good as Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's probably the most underrated wide receiver. I'm not saying St. Brown isn't wonderful.
Sure, I'm with you
on that. But CeeDee's that good.
No, I think you're right. Hopefully, there's folks that I can reach out to somebody about the cap, because I was told, because one day we were talking about Hill and Lamb and all this, and I had a guy tell me, he's like, listen, don't think of it about as a third Hills as a 30 million. Think about it as 25, and think about Adams at 22. And so, you know, any education I could get on that, I appreciate. So if we get the numbers on this one and it's actually true, ooh. That'd be great for CeeDee Lamb.
Well, I mean, this is 4 years, $120 million, but $77 million is what's guaranteed. So of the guaranteed dollars, what does that actually break down to? 77 over 4 years. Because that is ultimately, I think, what, when you're talking about like the disguised number.
They care about the guarantees. Yeah, because Hill got 72.2.
Did you take 77 over four? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
19.2?
Okay. So then, yes. because the big number, the inflated number, looks like 4 years, $120 million. He's getting $30 million a year.
Right.
What is he actually getting? The $77 million guaranteed, he's getting just under $20 million per year.
Right.
So to your point, absolutely. That's what they're doing with these numbers.
Very interesting. The plot thickens, indeed. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have CeeDee Lamb there. You have Micah Parsons there. It is time now to tell you the segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Our buddy Calvin Watkins has done a seven-rounder. I think everybody at this point would like it if at number 24 – you get who Calvin Watkins is mocking to the Cowboys. That's the center guard out of Oregon, Jackson Powers Johnson.
I don't see that happening now.
Not going to be available?
I think he'll be available. I think he could be available. I'm just starting to hear some things. Zach, you hear? Are people telling you anything?
Yeah, I don't think that Jackson Powers Johnson will be an option for the Cowboys there at 24, maybe a little bit later if you were to slide. It could be for a variety of different reasons. I think Grant Barton is the dude if he's there at 24. But now I don't know that he's even going to make it. I had somebody in Miami tell me that he might be their pick if he's sitting there.
Sure.
So I don't know that Barton's going to – I think you're going to end up sliding back, picking up some extra picks, hopefully, and then you end up taking maybe Zach Frazier from West Virginia. Maybe it ends up being Jordan Morgan from Arizona. Power Johnson would be fun, but I don't see him in the cards there at 24 for the Cowboys.
And we've seen guys slip over the years for injury concerns for this, that, or the other thing. The Laramie Tunsil gas mask incident was pretty insane. Obviously, the Lyle Collins was just next level as far as getting fudded right out of the draft altogether in the first round, and then his agent told people, don't even draft him. He wants his choice as a free agent at the end of the draft, and the Cowboys got him. And that was, ended up being a good story in the end. But that's interesting. You know, we heard about the injury concerns with Jackson Powers Johnson. Now there's other stuff. This guy must have the most baggage out of all the prospects. Would you guys go as far as to saying you would not like it if the Cowboys take him?
I think he's a hell of a player. He's one of my best players. When you start to talk about the stacks and stuff, the film to me is top shelf.
But you got to diagnose as well as a quarterback damn near to be a great center.
You have to be. They're going to do things with him as far as what we've talked about the medical a bunch. We kind of got some good word on that. But you start to hear some other things, too, as well. Again, as a center, it's a different position. You have to be able to make all the calls, make checks, line up people, stuff like that. You know, you don't know. I mean, that's that part of what you don't know. And so now
there's too many unknowns for
there's
a first
too
rounder.
Many unknowns for a guy you're about to pick at 24. Okay. That's the problem right now.
Edgerrin Cooper, number 56, inside linebacker, A&M. Would you like that pick?
I'd love the pick. I just don't know how he gets to you at 56, though.
I'd be surprised if Cooper was around. But my gosh, if he were there, I think that'd be a home run.
Especially with the fact that Peyton Wilson, the North Carolina State linebacker, is way more banged up than him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cooper's probably going to be the first linebacker on a lot of people's boards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he was the fifth linebacker, okay, but he's probably going to be the one or two.
Number 87, Calvin Watkins reaches out and gets your runner, Ray Davis, Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could perk up on some Ray Davis.
Three different schools. Go ahead, Willie Bully.
Yeah, Jalen Wright's my guy, but I do love me some Ray Davis. That's a three-down back right there. He might have one of the best stories in the NFL draft. He actually grew up homeless, had to go into foster care. I mean, he's a self-made individual. It's really amazing his story. He did. He bounced around from a couple of different schools, but last year with Kentucky, I mean, if you want a game, just go ahead and put in Ray Davis versus Florida last year. He beats him through the air. He can run routes down the field. Explosiveness, toughness. He's got a great contact balance, low center of gravity. I think his pass protection solid. Ray Davis, I do think, is a complete back.
Yeah, I think he's got him absolutely right.
Let's go. Man, you sold me in the third round.
Is there enough room for two Ray Davises in this town? I mean,
that's a good question.
Just something to consider.
If he's willing to spend $500 million to make my baseball team better, I'd take this one too.
It's been two Joe Trahans for a long time.
Yeah, that's
good
true.
Point.
And I still call them. I still make the wrong call on both of them. I haven't separated them in my phone.
Call one Joe and the other Joe picks up and you're like, damn, Joe.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
No fourth round picks. Do you think that's a major concern going into tomorrow to try to fix that?
Yes.
That's why they're going to trade back?
Yes. Yes, I do. I mean, to me, there's you can't sit there and go and just wait from 87 to 171. That is a long time to wait. Yeah. From the third round to what you're going to pick in the fifth.
I mean, I'm sure Mike McCarthy wouldn't mind. Maybe get a massage, pick up a Sando. You know, I'll see you guys in 4 or 5 hours.
Go back home, hang out.
In the fifth round, Michigan.
Huh.
Braden McGregor. I like the Wolverines football team, just don't want my Cowboys to draft him anymore. Sorry. I think fair is fair, though.
Got a good size.
Yeah.
An edge in the fifth round.
He's a huge player.
Yeah,
that's
good. Yeah, that's about it.
I'm not a huge fan.
No.
I mean, him and Chris Jenkins, I can do without personally. Jenkins was underwhelming when I watched him, too. Yeah.
Any edge that can play is taken by the end of the second round, probably mid-second round. Sixth round, you got Joshua Cephas, wide receiver, UTSA. And in the seventh, Justin Rogers, DT out of Auburn.
Okay.
Is that it? Or they have another one.
That's
they have another
it?
One. Number 244, Ryan Watts, cornerback, Texas.
Okay, so Ryan Watts, I mean, that could be like a preferred undrafted free agent.
Right.
That's a guy with some 6'4", has some corner and safety versatility, special teams guy.
Dallas
I like the
State
Cephas
guy,
pick as well, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cephas could end up being like Jalen Brooks was a year ago that they took late. That's a big-bodied receiver. Actually a really good route runner. Had a great game, East-West Shrine game here. In Frisco a couple months ago.
We're in the final countdown to the draft. Our coverage begins tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It's brought to you by Pluckers, and you can join us at all 8 Pluckers locations around the Metroplex tomorrow night for a draft day party if you're looking for something fun to do. Sports Hodgepodge next. Chief, what is it?
The worst teammate in sports history and a new edition of Would You Try This next year in the nation.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Ross Tucker's coming up at 4. We'll talk draft with the former NFL offensive lineman. Here's Chief with that sports hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. I do have a list of the wildest lies a man has ever told to women, thanks to a nice little thread that went down on, I believe it was an Instagram situation, but there's some funny lies out there. I will do my best to get those in here. But a couple of things. Looks like you have Pat Mahomes wanting to do things like Saturday Night Live, and they've asked him to host it, but he is apparently scarred from a bad experience at the ESPYs a few years ago. I don't remember him botching an ESPYs situation, but the teleprompter is apparently not the friend of Pat Mahomes.
Which I understand, right? The teleprompter can take some getting used to.
Completely dominated me in college.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it depends on who's running it, right? Like, sometimes it's going too fast
Speed.
And it's going too slow. Mm-hmm.
But SNL Monologue uses cue cards rather than,
yes.
like, a general
yes.
teleprompter.
Ooh, okay.
So it's a little bit different, but it still involves you reading a script and... I don't know. So Mahomes wants to do those sorts of things, but I guess he's leaking confidence. We're going to need to pull back maybe that the old sound of that and just see what it was like
yeah.
for Pat Mahomes to do that.
I'm just glad there's some type of, okay, he's human here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got a fear just like we do.
That's right. I did also think it was cool. I didn't in real time the other night when Richard Jefferson said the thing about the 7-game series is the team that loses has the advantage. But he obviously nailed that take. At the end of game one, Mavs Clippers, that was Richard Jefferson's analysis. The thing about these 7-game series is the team that loses has the advantage. That was something he actually uttered into a microphone for a national audience.
Yeah, how often does a team that loses game one come back and win the series? I guess in Richard Jefferson's world, it's more than 50% of the time.
And how often does a team that wins say, yeah, we are not changing anything about the way we approached that first game. We won, and we're just going copy and paste here. Why? We're just going to kick our feet up, and we probably won't even see each other as a team until we get to the next tip-off, because we just got everything in the bag right now. We know exactly what we're doing.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But yes, I mean, Richard Jefferson absolutely nailed that, and I just want to thank him for that. And also...
He is doing a nice job, I feel.
Yeah, he's good.
Pretty good.
No, he
is
good.
He's mixing entertainment with some good analysis.
Do you guys know what the jock tax is? I'm trying to figure out what this means.
The jock tax?
Yeah, because a...
Is this like locker room etiquette?
No, this is like...
Wait, this is actually when you go... Yeah, and I think I... I think I had this happen to me in Maryland.
You got jock taxed?
Yeah. We were playing a game against the Ravens. And if you work in a city that has a sports, they have a sports tax. Like, and we at the end of the year, I got taxed for being a part of the Cowboys that played a game there. There was a certain tax by us playing that game there for our earnings.
And this is unrelated to the jock strap.
I'm asking you guys because I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure I think there's two places, California. I think California and Maryland were the two.
Well,
but at the end of it, yeah. When you're a visiting team, there's a state tax in there. Yeah, there's a state tax as a visiting team that you have to pay. Yeah.
Public, you know. Because the Monroe St. Brown's deal was broken down on Twitter by like a financial super beast, and one of the things he's docked, it's like, okay, $30 million salary, but then the federal income tax, the agent fee, and then I saw jock tax that was almost $900,000, and I'm like, what is jock tax? Just because you're an athlete, they're taxing you because of it or something?
I think there's certain states that you play in that they're allowed to tax you for playing in those states.
Yeah, there's a state income tax there, and for a lot of other industries, like, I just got paid for my boss. Nobody knows. But if an IRS agent would get on you, you would be guilty of tax evasion. And because your schedule is so public, they could just Google it and be like, oh, you're evading your taxes, you know?
Wow.
Very easy for them to do.
Okay. Here is some sound. Matt Barnes was on Paul George's podcast, and everybody just kind of hang on for a second. Keep the finger near the dump button if you got it near you. Okay. This is a player podcast. I'm taking it and run with it right now. We will see how this lands. But Matt Barnes is sharing a story about how terrible of a teammate Shaquille O'Neal was.
To f*** with this dude named Lou Amos. I don't know if people know, but...
Yeah, I remember Lou.
They had a back and forth thing, and one time, bro, Shaq shoot around. How fucking... This is week Shaq put Lou's mouthpiece in his tights and put it up underneath his...
What?
Whoa, bro, if I'm lying, if I'm
that's
lying,
we gotta throw hands.
Bro,
I'm sorry, big fella.
If like, hey. He didn't know, put it in his. Oh,
come
dog.
On, bro. If I'm lying, I'm flying. So everyone knew, but Lou. Everyone knew, but Lou. So Shaq goes through a whole shoot around with Lou's mouthpiece under his sack,
and
put it back in his locker. And then before the game, like Lou, like coach would be talking, and Lou's always someone that's gonna kind of get up, put his mouthpiece in, and jump around, stretch because he's an energy dude. Bro, he put that in his mouth. Everyone died. Laid out on the ground. But what can you... I feel what you say, PG, throw hands. I feel it, but that's Shaq, bro.
It might be a polite.
It's going to be ugly.
It might be a polite, like, really listen, Shaq,
you got to put his tires on.
I mean, they say I got heat for niggas like that. You know what I mean? Like, you're not fighting Shaq, but Shaq was crazy. Shaq would tackle people naked, and he was just super... He would keep the energy light.
He crept in a dude's shoe once, too, didn't he?
No, well...
I think it was something
no,
like that.
No, that was Najee Davenport crept in a chick's shoes in a dorm room at the University of Miami.
Wasn't Shaq pooping in a
shoe
situation?
Shaq was, I believe, pouring buckets of urine on people while they were pooping in the stall, I believe.
I think that did happen.
Wow.
My gosh, I think this is one where,
he was diabolical.
Because it's Shaq, I'm not messing with this. I'm going to go to the trainer and say, can I get a new mouthpiece, please?
It's just the idea that this dude's putting his mouthpiece in. He's hyped up.
Let's go.
No, he's chewing on.
Like, oh, everyone knows. Oh, everybody's
a little Gucci cheese on there.
Nobody is like looking at the coach like giving the speech. They're all looking at him like, okay, when's he gonna do it? Here we go.
I mean, I can't let that go. I'm doing something.
Fighting. Yeah, what's the retaliation here? I mean,
I'm really good at fighting. I think I can take Shaq, right? He's obviously giant, so I just got to ping him in the forehead or the jaw a couple of times.
I saw Eric Hill,
but I don't
a linebacker,
wrestle him.
Knock him out one time.
Yeah, see, you know, smaller guys can win if you know how to fight. So if you know how to fight, I'm like, you know what? I might like my chances against Shaq as long as I can avoid the bear hug. Am I doing it back to him? Absolutely. Am I popping his tires? Maybe. Something really major is happening to Shaq, though. I guarantee that. I don't care if it costs me my spot in the league, bruh.
But would you rather be the guy that has the Gucci mouthpiece or the guy who just got urinated on via the bucket Shaq pouring over the stall? Because that is the story.
They're both a tie, I think. They're both horrible.
For sure. Yes. Two bad, like two terrible choices, but you have to choose one. You can't choose death.
I mean, you probably aren't going to the GM. You know, you're not going to
No,
the
this
coach.
Isn't tattletale. This is I'm handling this myself.
Yeah. And maybe I'll go to the coach and say, hey, you're going to have a really major situation on your hands. Massive. Like Shaq might get Nancy Kerrigan tomorrow if you can't figure out a way to fix this.
I'm showing up in the locker room like Agent Zero with some guns. Where Shaq at? Where you at, Shaq? Yeah.
Shaq, you know, was quite the journeyman at the end of his career. I'd have to check if he was in Washington at the time. You know, maybe that's what that dispute was all about.
Yeah, the big statue.
Yeah.
I bet all dude was like picking hairs out of his teeth throughout the game. Like, where is his hair from? What is his hair from?
Gosh.
I'm shaved already.
Golly. How do you go into a game with confidence after that?
Curly as hell.
Like, oh, my gosh. Also, I am seeing over the last couple of hours, Oreo releasing a limited edition Sour Patch Kids flavored cookie.
No.
I gotta be honest. I'm gonna be out on this
I'm
one.
I'm out on that one too, man.
Horrible. I don't need sour weirdness with my Oreo. Let's keep it separate there.
Mayonnaise. I thought we figured it out like after the fifth remix of the Oreo that just the original Oreo flavor profile is all you need.
Yep.
They got it right with that.
Yeah. Yep. Everything else is just not as good.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried a lot of them.
I have a new favorite snack now. They sell chunks of frozen mangoes in a bag. You get the bowl of chunks of mangoes. This is what I was keeping myself awake during the Mavs game last night, eating these things like popcorn. You smother it in honey, okay. And then you just drip just a little bit of like sea salt on it.
Oh my goodness!
It was like the most amazing experience I've had
in
a while.
What happened to you, man? Happened to you one time?
It's the greatest. It's the greatest snack of all time. Maybe even better than the Sour Patch Oreo. Not guaranteeing it.
That does sound wonderful, though. Where'd you come up with that idea?
I don't know. My wife showed me. She does it with tahini. I just did salt. The tahini thing's not totally for me.
I thought it was tahini.
It's a it's a soft J.
All righty. It's time now to talk some draft with an expert, Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman. He studies this thing almost as hard as Broadus, and we'll hear him talk prospects coming up next with the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.